This is the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB.
Now, what's it like to perform at one of the biggest festivals in the world? Nikki Kelly spoke to Tom Skelton and Georgie Morell to find out about their one-man, one-woman shows.
I'm Nikki for RNIB Connect at Edinburgh Fringe Festival, and we are talking about how accessible it is, and I'm here with two amazing visually impaired comedians, the wonderful Georgie Morell.
Hello.
And the wonderful Tom Skelton, or Skeleton.
Oh, well, I mean, it is Skelton. Come on, Nikki. It's a joke in my show about, well, you know.
Eye banter, innit?
Yeah.
It's one thing we like.
So, both your shows are great. It was really great to come and see you both, and you really represented for the VR community. So, thank you very, very much for that.
Thank you.
So, why did you think it was important to talk about your visual impairment in your shows?
Well, I've done comedy for a few years now, and I've done this, my third solo show, and I felt, well, I suppose it's a couple of reasons. I think I feel the most comfortable I've been with it, like being a performer who has a visual impairment rather than being a visually impaired performer. And so I felt then I was comfortable enough with the concept of doing a show with it that I could this time. And also, also I needed a theme for the show, but also I think when you have something that is very personal to you and unique like that, it's a really rich scene to explore.
Yeah, there's a story to be told that is pretty unique. However, I didn't realise it until, because I trained as an actor and then moved into comedy and storytelling, and it was only just chatting with a mate when I said I want to do a comedy show, and he heard about my visual impairment in that particular year that I was blind. He was like, that's it, that's your thing. And then it all fell into place from there. It's important to me because I still think it is an underrepresented disability. It's in a lot of ways an invisible disability, but I don't know a lot about it. And as well, if you're going to... There's still a lot of misconceptions about sight loss, the variations of blind and being partially sighted. If you're not going to talk about it, as someone who is, then how are we going to get past these and knock down those barriers and get more of an even playing field? People see the negative connotations of having a disability when actually I don't. Me and Tom are good examples of using the positive in that we've made them into shows, charged people to come and see them, and it is thus our commodity. We have careers as a result. But no, there's other aspects to it as well, and more personal ones that I feel very, very lucky. So don't see the and don't see the disability, see the person, for God's sake.
And I like the idea of inviting people into laugh at things that happen due to a disability. You're not laughing at the disability, you're laughing at this, my reading of my disability like this, or how certain people view it, or things that can happen because you're blind. Because there are many things, I'm sure any person with any sort of partial sight or vision impairment has experienced. There are lots of funny things that either that happen to you, or that people react to you. I mean, sometimes with my level of sight, sometimes I just start laughing when I have been looking all around my room and just find that it's genuinely just there. It's literally just there, and I just didn't look there, but it's right in front of me. And I think asking people to laugh at something makes it much more approachable as
makes
a
it accessible.
Concept.
Yeah. It's easier to laugh than to cry. There's no need to cry about these things. We don't. I use it to my advantage sometimes. I'm not going to lie, definitely use it.
Tom, this one is for you. So you involve quite a lot of audience members in your show. And did you find that difficult because of your visual impairment? And did you struggle with that at all?
Well, actually, one of the other reasons why I was so interested or wanted to do this show about blindness or my own blindness is that I can suddenly... All the things I do on stage just suddenly make sense to the audience. So the last two shows, I wouldn't knock over props or not be able to find a costume. And the audience would be like, that's a bit of a weird... It's quite funny, but it's quite a weird thing that he's doing. So I never mentioned it because I didn't want to be them to... It didn't feel important to the show. It just felt like I was as much as I'm blonde or got a silly face, it's one aspect of me. So I found it liberating. I can go up and I can't tell if I'm not looking at someone properly, then they know why. If I can't quite find someone, they know why. If I'm doing some, you know, if they need to help me, they know why. I found it a lot more comforting having that blanket of blindness saying, you know, because I'm meant to, sometimes I've got up a teenage boy to be my consort as a king of Hungary. And, you know, that's not, it's not great, is it? But they've just happened to be quite tall for their age. And they'll forgive it rather than, because if I hadn't suggested that I was partially sighted, they didn't know, the audience would think, why is that guy getting up a young kid to play his potential lover?
I think it's a secret.
Whereas now they all know and they're laughing along because it's my bad eyesight that's made me choose it rather than him being weird and creepy.
It comes back round as well to what you said about why we do it. It's that it is as much of who we are as, yeah, being blonde. I like to read crime thrillers. You know, it's a part of your character. It's a part of your makeup. It's not the whole of you. It's just another bit of you, and you just work your life differently.
So what is next for you two after Edinburgh? What is Georgie and what is Tom doing?
Tom, what are you doing?
I'm going back to London, going back to work, working for the RSPC, your younger sister charity, and then doing more comedy, trying to bring this show to other places as well, and seeing my gran a couple of times, both of them a couple of times. I promise you, gran, if you're listening to this, it's already happened. I don't know.
So I'll go see my mum and dad, yeah, and my brother and the dogs. I've got a Radio 4 drama coming out that I'm in. That's on BBC Radio 4. That comes out in, I want to say November. I think we're still waiting for dates to be confirmed. Some more stuff for the RNIB, which I thoroughly look forward to. And then both shows go to the Theatre Royal Nottingham in the spring.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you to Nikki Kelly there and what appeared to be a very rowdy Edinburgh Festival, and quite right as well.
Thanks for downloading the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.